You're listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast by ZoneBase.org. My name is Rob, and it is September 2020. September meaning we are firmly into the Halloween season. Now, readers of ZoneBase know that I start the Halloween season in August, and we've been going pretty strong with the spooky stuff since about the second week of August on the site. But for all you people who aren't crazy, I at least wait till September to get it going on here with the podcast. This will be the first of this year's two-part Halloween extravaganza. I hate saying the word extravaganza. I don't know why. I don't really feel like I'm doing the term justice very well when I say I'm going to have an extravaganza and then do it. But, two-part Halloween spectacular. Okay, so this month, I'm going to focus on the lead up to Halloween, because Halloween is a season. I mean, sure, technically it's a holiday, but just like Christmas or other holidays with a lead up, the holiday itself is like the end. You know, it's like, all right, it's here. We're done. You know, it's the lead up, the season that makes it up so well. And September, for some people, is still too early, which I just don't get. I guess there's some people out there who aren't carving jack-o'-lanterns in July. I don't know. Weirdos, I guess. What's wrong with y'all? But for some people, September's just a little bit too early. But for someone like me, you're in it. It's Halloween time, you know. And it's part of the lead-up. It's part of the fun, you know, and there's flavors. There's different flavors. Like Halloween starts in summer, right, as far as I'm concerned, because that's when the stuff starts getting put out. But it's still summer, so you get like spooky stuff here and there, but you still enjoy summer. When you start getting into August, it's back to school time. This year's a little different. We're all tired of hearing of it. But as soon as those kids are back in school, throw that stuff back in the school supply section and put some masks out. You know, that's how it goes. And if you go to your local, hold on. Pepsi. If you go to your local department stores, or are they even department stores anymore? Is there such thing as a department store? What does that even mean? If you go to Target, man, you'll see that area with the back-to-school stuff is making way for the spooky stuff. And it's just better. You know, and that's not just because I'm an adult and I'm not in school. It's just better. You know, you're like, all right, pencils. And don't get me wrong, back-to-school stuff is fun. It is fun. Going back to school is not fun. But, well, I guess for some people it is. But back-to-school stuff is fun. You're like, wow, look at all these cool pencils and folders. That's neat. But at the same time, you're like, all right, I've done it, you know, but I'm in that section looking at the same masks and makeup kits every time I'm there. I'll go just to look at it, you know, it's wonderful. I love that smell that aisle has, you know, that weird plastic smell. It doesn't smell like all the scents that you'd say, ah, pumpkin spice, cinnamon. That weird flannel scent that candles are called, that smells really nice, but not at all what a flannel shirt smells like. That's what you say. That's what fall smells like. But when you're in that section of a store, all you smell is the blow molds and the costumes and like that box full of crappy pitchforks and battle axes, you know. And it smells so good. Halloween is a wonderful thing. But part of Halloween is the lead up. Now, speaking of lead up, we're going to lead up to that subject, because I'm going to talk about some toys first. I'm sure if you listen to this podcast, if you read the site, you probably look at the same news sites as I do. And you probably see the same stuff put out on social media. So we all know what's going on with Kingdom. Images of toys have been leaked out. by whoever leaked them out. And they look great. They look awesome. I am very excited. I'm not going to go too into detail for it because there's some people out there who hasn't seen it yet. And some people are really sensitive to spoilers. And seeing that these have leaked out before they're intended to be shown, I feel that falls squarely in the fair spoiler area to try to be considerate of others. But I am totally excited for it. Now, I'm also kind of confused because what is going on with Earthrise? Earthrise started in like March. And to date, we've had one wave of figures. one wave of each price class. You know, the second wave stuff is finally starting to filter out at the end of summer. And I get it. Transformers is a weird line, and it's been this way for about 2 years now. While you have all these different segments of it, you got your Generation Studio Series, which is technically part of Generations, I think, from according to the boxes. Like, if you look at the cases they come in on those pallets of, it says Generations a lot of the time. But then you get like Cyberverse. You got the fancier Cyberverse, the nicer Generations almost line. You know, you got all these different things, BotBots, you know, whatever. You know, if there's a movie, throw that movie stuff in, you know. They all kind of take turns. And the Siege Netflix stuff at Walmart seemingly took a good chunk of its turn and kind of held up everything else, I think. But that might be a good thing because all these repeats from Siege might mean Earthrise stuff we've been waiting for will probably just show up under Netflix packaging, I'm guessing. Because I don't know when Kingdom starts. I'm going to assume next March, I would assume. Because that's generally, that was like the time frame for Earthrise. But maybe not. Maybe it'll be pushed back a little. Maybe the pandemics push things back some. But with the whole Netflix show line going as well, how much of Earthrise is going to be worked into that and then Kingdom following up? Because even with the leaks, we've only seen like a handful of figures. That's not the entire line. And, you know, some of the leaks have the information of these figures are in this assortment, great. You know, maybe it's right. But also, when's it coming? So, is more Earthrise stuff going to show up soon normally? Or is it all going to just be crowbarred into this Netflix show? I don't know. And I don't think any of us really do know unless we work for Hasbro or whatever. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. I guess we'll just have to see. And I'm assuming Earthrise is going to ship as normal, and the Earthrise and the Netflix stuff will kind of be on the periphery of it on the side, like odd exclusives and some reissues will go there. So I don't know. I think I'm just going to watch because I really like Earthrise as it is, but boy, I want that Kingdom stuff. I really want that Kingdom stuff. So I wonder if it's going to add another year to it. Like, you know, a trilogy toy line, you would expect would last just over 3 years. You know, each series takes roughly about a year, maybe a little over. I mean, Siege started showing up at stores Christmas time 18 and ended around spring 19. You get what I'm saying? And then Earthrise is technically been going on since spring 19. And Siege came back on the Netflix side. So I wonder if this is going to kind of like basically add a year to everything, which I'm totally cool with. I really like this. Man, keeping up with all the different names and timelines and all that can be really frustration. Really frustrating. So much that you say frustration instead of frustrating. But I think this whole series, the War for Cybertron, this War for Cybertron, not the old one from 10 years ago. I really, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Hasbro's naming conventions is like one nitpick of mine. It gets really confusing. And if you're like me, where are you? You're a little anal about some of these details. It'll drive you nuts. So this version of War for Cybertron in Generations, the last one was in Generation, good lord. I'm totally digging that. I love Siege. I love Earthrise. I don't have any Kingdom toys in my hands yet, but I love what I'm seeing, you know. So I'm totally down for that. And I want whatever follows Kingdom to stay that course. You know, I want more of this. I like what we have here. I like the quality of the toys too. You know, a lot of people complained about the smaller scale. I didn't. And it's not because I'm just going to like everything that I'm given or make excuses for it or whatever. And I think I've said it before. I've always felt that Transformer toys were just a touch too big. Like, it's like they lose some detail in that inflation of size. If you look at older Transformer toys, like Diaclone era, they're not that very big. You know, they're actually kind of smaller toys. I remember when the first batch of reissues were out at Toys R Us, not the Takara ones, the Toys R Us reissues. And, like, there was Optimus and stuff, you know. I remember actually picking up Prowl, and, you know, they had that book-style packaging where you could open it up and see the toy inside. I remember this guy looking at him going, whoa! And he's looking like, man, they look smaller than I remember. And I was like, well, you were smaller last time you touched them, too. And he's like, okay, yeah, good point. But they were a much smaller figure. And then by season three, when more toys specifically designed for the Transformers line, because, you know, it was like you had your Transformers and Microman mold reuses. You had some odd peppering in from other lines. You had stuff intended for Diaclone and Microman. Did I say Micro Machine earlier? Diaclone and Microman, like the Scramble City guys and all that. Those were like concepts for Diaclone that got used for Transformers instead. Stuff like that. And then when you get to where they finally start making toys specifically for Transformers, Hot Rod, Cup, they're bigger. You know, Ultra Magnus is a Diaclone toy, that mold. And he comes out about the same point as Hot Rod. We take that cab mode out and put him next to the Hot Rod car. That's a thicker car. You know, I don't know if they made it bigger or what, just to whatever reason. Maybe they felt they needed to be heftier, you know. Hold on one second. Ugh. Okay, pardon me. That Seasonal Allergies, the co-host of Transform Squadron, says hi. They tend to pop up right when I hit record. I've said this a few times, and I say it now because I'm frustrated that I will be good all day until I hit record. And then I got a cough, I got a sneeze, I got like a booger, I got you know, everything. So pardon me. I don't know if they wanted to make them heftier or not. I wasn't there. I was a child. I didn't work for Hasbro. Pretty sure you didn't either. So we don't know what went on. We know what they would have said later at a convention or what have you. And that would be, there we'd have the facts of what happened. But I don't know as of me sitting right here recording this. But we can all notice they got a little bigger. You know, Pretenders, the inner robot was a little smaller, but the outside shell, it was a larger figure. Even when you go to the small scale size, you know, you have your mini bots, you have your, take Bumblebee, who was a Microman toy, okay? Compare it to, say, Guzzle, who came out, what, 86, 87, somewhere around there? A Sparkabot. Was it a Sparkabot? Yeah. And they're sold at the same price class, the same size. Even though Guzzle's got that pullback sparking gimmick, It's like a heftier toy. And, you know, you just look at toys there. Like, I remember when Armada came out. I'm going to use Armada as another talking point. Let me get another sip of this. Red Alert. I remember seeing those. At the time, you know, I think they had some sort of deal with Toy Fair magazine where the toys were going to be debuted there. And, of course, it got leaked out. I remember seeing a picture of Demolisher and a picture of Red Alert, thinking, wow, those look great. But I thought Demolisher I said a lot of words I didn't intend to say. I thought Demolisher looked like a much larger toy than he was. Well, I thought Red Alert looked like a much smaller toy. And I saw the price classes and I was like, hold up, what? And then I get the toys in my hand. Like right before BotCon that year, some, you know, toys started showing up on store shelves. And I remember getting my Demolisher and being completely enamored and happy that he was a smaller size figure. Because while a large Demolisher at that $20 price, wow, that's a deluxe now. What then would have been what we call a Voyager now. It was called something else then. But that $20 Kleist Press, wow, what is a Kleist Press? Price class figure, boxed, larger scale figure. That'd be great. But that design and the deluxe came together just for that smaller scale for me. While Red Alert, I loved, but he was in that $20 price class. He was a bigger figure. And he looked great, but I was like, man, he just looks like he was inflated, like he was blown up to be bigger. Like, you know, when you take a picture and you upscale it, how it kind of loses something a little bit. I mean, sure, yeah, I get it, Photoshop, whatever, yada, yada. You know, the point I'm making, you get it. It lost a little something. It almost looked like it wasn't. He needed to be smaller. I loved Red Alert. I still love it. That's a cool toy. I've got, I think, all of them, maybe. I'm sure there's one or two I'm missing, but I got, like, most of them, I think. But I like the toy. Don't get me wrong. A few years later, when Cybertron came out, and the Red Alert came out, and he was a deluxe class toy, instead of the larger size figure, which was then named Voyager. It worked out better. You know, it was a new figure, a new vehicle, clearly the same dude. You know, same shape, same look, same. I don't like saying silhouette. A lot of people like to use silhouette, but I guess that's an apt term. I can't find one that works better for me, is what I'm saying. That one kind of sticks in my filter a little bit. It was the same guy. You know what I'm saying? He was smaller. He was half the size. He was also perfect. It was perfect. And then, you know, they've kind of went up and down in size as time goes. A lot of times the economy plays out in your Transformers figures and other toys. Thing is, it doesn't play out when what's causing it to be smaller or larger goes into place. Because it generally takes a few years to show up. You know, the fall for Cybertron figures and Generations, they were a little smaller, and people were like, whoa, what's going on? It's like, well, they were designed during, like, the recession, you know. And that, we got that toy a few years later, and that's where the results ended up. Or you had your Beast Hunter toys, which were back to larger size, but they were much hollower figures. Because they were like, it's going to be the same amount of plastic, and we're going to make it a little bit bigger. But, you know, it's going to be made up somewhere, and it was a little more hollow. But you know what? I was holding that Fall for Cybertron figure thinking, man, these guys look a little better smaller. In fact, I remember Animated when it came out. I remember Animated. I was at BotCon 07. When this was before the Animated actually came out, they showed us a sizzle reel of Animated. The Transformers movie was just coming out. Like, they had that preview for us there that weekend. If you paid for the ticket, I did. Good time. And at the Hasbro thing, they showed us glimpses of Animated. And everyone was excited. And I remember looking at that, and they showed some of the toys on the slides. And in my mind, I pictured a much smaller toy. A year later, almost a year, not quite a year, there was some early release anime figures in the area of BotCon, like some sort of special deal they pulled where you could get someone before they were at normal retail. And all of us were going to those Walmarts and all that. And I got some figures. No, everyone got some figures. They were normal sized Transformers. They were normal to the size that Transformers were at that time. And I kept thinking, man, these things need to be a little bit smaller. They look great, but boy, being smaller would really work for them. And then while we're there, they showed the product line preview, whatever you call it, the panel. And in the cases, they put the figures out, and they had the activators, which were a smaller scale figure. And I was looking at them like, that's better. That works better in my mind. I'm making cases for reasons. There's been times I thought designs would look better a little bit smaller. And I don't know if I've really made my point, but when I see a Siege toy and I compare it to a Power of the Primes toy, that smaller scale, there's not as many hollowed out parts. You got a much more solid figure because they're not stretching that plastic. And in all, they work out a nicer looking figure. So this slightly smaller scale they've used for Siege, now Earthrise, and I guess Kingdom soon, is definitely working. We got a more nicer toy. You know, Transformers has always had hollow parts. Sometimes more obvious than others. Sometimes it was just how the transformation would work, or just necessities of the toy's economy. There's always been an occasional hollow part or two. Sometimes they've hit it better than others. And there's still the occasional hollow part here. But with these smaller figures, you're getting the same amount of plastic, and it's a much solid, much more nice figure. It feels like I'm holding a better quality toy in my hand. I got a more solid figure. You know, I'm much happier. Not to mention, like I said, they've always needed to be just a fraction smaller in my mind's eye. You know, there's been just, like I said, there's so many times I could tell you where the same design has looked better reduced. Now, that's not saying I don't like my big guys or whatever. I love my Titan figures. I'm looking forward to getting Scorponok. But I think you guys see my point here, that there is a specific size that works better for me. Admittedly, Zone Base is named after a Micromaster base, meaning I have a particular love for smaller scale Transformers. But I'm totally cool with the regular size ones too. It's not a fact that I need them small. It's just the fact that, man, that works better for me. So I'll quit talking about size and just say, boy, I can't wait for Kingdom figures. You know, before I get to that other thing, I found last week, it took me about a few days, the new Hasbro Mighty Morphin Mega... Excuse me. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Megazord toy. You know, Hasbro has the Lightning Collection. And they have the normal size figures, like Beast Morphers, whatever, meant for kids to play with. While Lightning Collection is obviously meant to be a collector's line, or maybe for older kids. You know, a nicer figure. Much like the generations are to, say, Cyberverse with Transformers. Well, something fell. Well, they put this Megazord out, and they solicited it at, I guess that was New York Comic Con or whatever in, what was that, January, February? Before the pandemic. Feels like forever ago. They showed him off there. And I remember being excited for a normal retail price Megazord. I was totally, and it's the original one too. I didn't know if it was a new line that they were doing Like, are they going to do other Megazords in this much more economically priced package or what? I hope so, because that'd be cool. But they've done it, and it's came out. And I don't know if he's exclusive to Target or what, but it seems like people are only really finding it at Target. And apparently there's a gift set coming to Amazon. The details, I know not, because they're just really not that out there. I think you might be able to find a toy news site or two that has what info there is to know. That is a good drink. You know, but from what I've seen, what I've witnessed, the details are kind of scant. But I've gotten them at Target, and these have been available in three different packs. You got the Triceratops and Sabertooth Tiger in one pack. You've got the Mastodon and Pterodactyl in another pack. And in the third pack, you get the Triceratops and the Megazord. They're all decent toys on their own. Admittedly, there is no mistaking the fact that these are building blocks. I don't think that is one thing about Megazord parts. The Zords on themselves are rarely standalone toys. There's no denying the fact that this is a straight up building block. And that is on display here too. But I'd like to think they're okay toys on their own too. It's not a Voltron lion on its own. Know what I'm saying? It's like, here's a Triceratops. It's literally a block with a head. I mean, not so much of an apt description, but that's the way it even looks. It's like a blocky robot tank Triceratops thing, and the toy is that, you know. But they're still pretty nice on their own. They're acceptable, like pleasing robot figures on their own. And when you get all three sets, it was like $14.99 a piece. So what's that? $500? I don't know. It wasn't very expensive to get all three. In fact, I found Triceratops and, okay, I had to go for an eye appointment. And after my eye appointment, the wife and I went to Target, which was like across the street in the shopping center I live near has like, there's different shopping centers all in the same vicinity. So the shopping center across the street from the other shopping center. And we went to the Target to see what they had. And while we're there, I got the Triceratops and the Mastodon, which came with the Pterodactyl. And I was like, okay, I'll find the Sabertooth Tiger and Triceratops hopefully soon. Well, my new glasses had came in a lot earlier than they told me to. So I just went over Wednesday morning when they opened up to get my glasses and was like, hey, let me swing by Target right quick. And there they had the Triceratops. So it took me less than a week to get the whole set. I don't know how your luck or mileage may vary in that situation, but it just took me a few days. So, and like I said, $14 a piece. What is that? $900? It's clearly very expensive. So I put them together, and like I said, by themselves, these are clearly members of a combiner team. But they're acceptable toys on their own. And I put them together, and they made a pretty good Megazord. You know, obviously, it's not a masterpiece toy. It's not Lightning Collection. It's not some super high-end thing. It does have some hollow parts. It's a children's toy. But so is the original. And it's a good-looking robot. Like, that original Megazord is a good-looking robot. That's, I think, one of the reasons it's kind of stood the test of time, just how attractive of a design it is. And they call it the Dino Megazord now, I guess, just to be, so they have to say, you know, the original. And that's how it's released as, the Dino Megazord. I don't know if the Dragon Zord or any other things that would go along with it are coming out. I hope so. I'd love to get the Thunder Megazord or any of these other guys. You know what I'm saying? I'd love this to be a thing. But here I am building it, and I got this Megazord, and I'm like, I don't know why this is, but I've got him, and he's cool. And I'm like, I don't know what why they just randomly decided to put what would be in the Lightning Collection in the normal kids line. Well, rumor has it, and it's a pretty easy to believe rumor, that it comes from a blurb for the new series, Dino Fury. Dino Fury will be coming out next year, presumably, if it's the follow-up to Beast Morphers, another dinosaur-based Power Rangers show. The little blurb on the description of the show, I'm not going to read it verbatim here, alludes to the original team mentoring a new team of Power Rangers. Well, well, that would make sense why the Megazord's sitting there on the toy shelves, I guess. Wouldn't that be great to see? And some people have been pointing out, well, this, you know, the actress played Trini passed away. It's like, well, obviously it's not going to be the most exact thing here. But wouldn't that be cool? I think it would be, just to have the original crew and this new crew, and you got your different Zords or whatever. I haven't watched, I can't even say its name, Cryu. The Super Sentai series it's based off, it's one of the more recent ones. I can't say its name. I'm not going to try. It's hard to say. It's very hard for me to say. I'll say that. That's based on, I think it looks cool. I haven't watched any of it. But I think that's a cool concept if it comes to pass being that way. And usually these things are pretty much on the money with that show. So looking forward to that. And man, I really hope they decide to just go ahead and slide a Dragonzord on out to go with that set. Maybe a Titanus. That'd be awesome. Masters of the Universe Origins has been showing up at Walmarts as of August. They're very hard to find. I'm sure if you've been looking for them, you know how frustrating it is. I'm in various Masters of the Universe groups, and I see guys going on road trips, finding the ones they need. And I'll be honest with you, I've been seeing some funny stuff. Like, if you're a toy collector, you know how some guys are really anal about some things. Well, a lot of guys like the card backs to not have the hole punched out, where it would, you know, hang on the peg. That's really hard to come by. But if you ever look down on the shelf under the toys, you'll often see those little card backs, those little punch-out holes laying there on the shelf. I've been seeing people gather up those Masters of the Universe ones and flip them on eBay and stuff, which blows my mind, because it's like, you're spending how much for trash? And now it's like at Walmart Saturday. Had to go in and get a few things. And I grabbed Skeletor while I was there. And I noticed them all on the ground, thinking, man, should I turn this into a business? Because apparently people are buying this. That was funny. You know, when they first showed up at my local Walmart, I bought the entire set of the minis. I'm really looking for, when it comes to the current He-Man stuff, the minis and the Mega Blocks are my focal point. Everything else is like a cherry pick thing, you know. So I made a point to get all the minis, because they're clear out quick. And in fact, Wave 2 is starting to pop up now, and I hope I can get all of it as well. You know, I've got Skeletor now. I've been seeing Battle Cat and the Sky Sled. I'm not totally sure if I want the Sky Sled as the Mega Block set with it and the rest of the vehicle it goes with. Ed stuff is coming, and I think I'm going to opt for that. I want Battle Cat, though, and I want He-Man. You know, there's figures I need to get. But the point I'm coming here saying, because it also kind of ties into Masters of WWE Universe, the sort of sister line that's He-Man with wrestlers as He-Mans, they can be hard to get. They are heavily hunted or whatever. Now, I'm not talking about the WWE figure series. I don't know for sure, but after this year, the exclusive to Walmart part's over, and you'll be able to find stuff at Target and stuff. So if you're frustrated at finding it now, just be a little patient. You'll be able to get some of it. Now, that's not saying there won't be store-exclusive stuff. Like, I think there's going to be two Panthers out there, one Flocked, one regular. I think the Flocked's exclusive to Walmart. But what I'm saying is, if you can't find it, stay the course, man. You will. I know I want some more of it. I think the the vintage Ghostbusters line has ran its course, because I haven't seen them restocked at my stores in quite some time, and that bums me out, because I just needed Ray and Winston to complete the set, and I didn't get them, darn it, but I got the rest of them, so I guess that's good enough. And I was kind of focused on that before I started working on the Plasma series. I've got Ray from It, and I think now it's over, I'll just complete that. And it's no big deal. It's not the end of the world. But, man, I was really hoping to get all those vintage Kenner dudes. It was really cool buying them, you know. Well, I believe when you talk about Ghostbusters, you're talking about ghosts. You're talking about spooky. And it's September. September's part of the spooky season, meaning it's time to talk some Halloween. I said at the beginning episode, I was wanting to talk about the lead up to Halloween right now, because September is part of that lead up. You know, it's still not October. Halloween stuff is on the shelf, but it's still not October. You're still anticipating Halloween. You're still anticipating. You're still expecting it. And that's where a lot of cool memories come from, isn't it? You know, like, a lot of stuff coming up to Halloween time isn't on Halloween itself. It's leading up to, you know, Devil's Night. Google it. I'm not going into detail. It happens before Halloween. But a lot of stuff you've probably done that you remember was leading up to Halloween. Like, I know I'm insane. But it's in a good way. When I watch the stuff slowly drift into the store shelves, you know, it just fills me so much love and happiness. And that goes back to when I was a kid. And, like, just seeing it slowly filter. And, you know, first you see, like, it used to be first you see the mellow cream pumpkins and candy corn, that display that just gets kind of stuck out sometime at the end of summer. And that other stuff slowly starts working its way in. If you go to At Home and some other stores like Michael's, around June, July, they start working it in there. And it's totally awesome. It gives someone like me that much needed, here's a little taste. But now stuff's coming in. You got your decorations, your costumes, and slowly coming in. And within about a week or so, it's going to be in full force. And stuff looks great. A lot of the past couple of years, old timey, that's a correct term, has been a theme they've been going with. This year, they're going with a lot of, they usually do a lot of kind of psychic, Ouija board, spiritualist type theming as is. This year, there's a big emphasis on that. I think I'm still aiming toward the old timey stuff just because I like it, you know? Then there's classic stuff like just standard pumpkin buckets or whatever. I love all this stuff. My wife likes to watch the Shop With Me videos. And it's cool for watching this stuff. Like, say, hold on, pardon 1 second. Woo! What was that? I tried to get away from the microphone. It snuck up on me. I'm sorry. I don't have it. I'm cool. Haven't had a temperature in years. But it's totally cool to see it all. One of my favorite things, I've always said it, is the makeup kits. And they start coming in early, too. And at first, it's like the crappy stuff, like a couple of little tubes of basic color, some of those little wax crayon things for drawing on your face. And then they slowly start working out the more elaborate kits or whatever. I always sing praise of the Paws costume makeup kits, because those are like just, man, I always loved them. When I was a kid, and we're talking about the same company that makes the Paws Easter egg coloring kits. You know, they used to make the makeup kit kits as well. And you'd walk into a store, Easter or Halloween, they have this great cardboard standee full of their stuff. Now I would just stand there the whole time we were at the store looking through them. And if they were still there, I would still. Though, at Easter time, Paws is just stuck on a shelf. So, I'm sure if they still made makeup, it would just be stuck on a shelf. It's okay. But that display was part of it for me. And I've spoken a few times about my Paws Wolfman Halloween costume. In fact, I think I did another post on it like a week or two ago on zonebase.org. Go check it out. But what I leave out is I totally at school pretended that I actually was a werewolf leading all the way up to Halloween. I was hamming up too. I don't know if any of the kids believe me or not. Some of them seem to want to talk with me about it. But I totally hammed it up. I'm actually a werewolf, yeah. I mean, it's dumb, but these are the kind of things you do when you're a kid. Some adults do this sort of thing, and it's just like, no, you're not. There's some weirdo on a bowling team. But I totally did that. Like, I was like, and they're like, prove it to me. Prove you're a werewolf. Fine. And then I growl. Which I'm sure was threatening coming out of a third grader's throat. But that did it. I remember a number. It was number 5. I remember another. And this one, my brother is older than me, 6 years older than me. So when I was a kid, he was firmly in the early teens to teenager range, okay? So fifth grade. He's like in that, you know, now kids go to elementary, middle school, high school. But at the time, they'd go elementary, junior high, high school. You know, my group was the first age group in our area to do middle school. Because it was like a new thing. And they had to explain to us, you're going to go to middle school for sixth grade. No longer be in elementary school for sixth grade. But he was in junior high. I was in elementary school. So he was a teenager, and we'd go to the store on the weekend. We'd go to the mall. We'd go to Walmart or Kmart or Richway. We didn't have Target in Georgia yet. We had Richway. Target bought out all the Richways. I don't know about your area, but that's how it went here. And he'd get a tape. He didn't have a CD player yet, but he'd get a tape. I'd get a toy. He'd get a tape. And he went through an Iron Maiden phase where he loved Iron Maiden. And being a kid who liked scary things, this was awesome. Here's this cool, scary guy. And you look at all these pictures of Eddie, the mascot of Iron Maiden. And here's this cool, scary guy. And I'm like, man, this is awesome. And I looked at, he had this one, I forget the name of it. It was a concert album. And, you know, used to be, I haven't bought any music in a long time. I just listen to like iHeart and Spotify. I haven't bought a CD or anything in a long time. But for a time, the booklet would be full of stuff. You know, the little booklet they put inside the case holding the tape or CD. And it'd be full of things like pictures of the band performing or whatever. And this one had all these pictures from, I guess, the tour of Iron Maiden on concert. Have all these pictures of Eddie, like people in costume, a statue or whatever. And for a time there, I was super hardcore into Eddie from Iron Maiden. I was drawing him not very well because I was like 8, 9. How old was I? But I was like drawing him. Eddie was everywhere. I thought Eddie was awesome. And I had it in my mind that I'm going to be Eddie for Halloween. Mind you, this was August. So we're leading up, and I'm trying to figure out how to be Eddie, because I'm going to tell you guys, and I've made this admittance a few times on the site, I was still a little nervous about Halloween masks at the time, because I was a child, you know, I was scared of Halloween masks as a child, and as I was getting older, I wasn't so cared of them. Like, I was cool with your Collegeville Ben Cooper style mask and smock outfits or stuff like that. But I was kind of, the rubber masks, they scared me because I was a child. But by this point, I was more comfortable with them. I wasn't that scared. I wasn't scared of them anymore. Although I still didn't want to wear one. For some reason, the act of wearing one made me super uncomfortable. I don't know if it's like claustrophobia, maybe a little leftovers from being frightened of the thing. And if you've ever worn a Halloween mask, which most of you have, they're not comfortable. You know, they're not a comfortable fit usually, and they smell weird. And I remember trying on, my brother had this Return of the Jedi Gamorrean Guard mask he wore every year since he got that thing when Return of the Jedi came out. I remember trying it on, and you know, it doesn't fit over your eye. It's hard to see. I didn't like it. I was thoroughly uncomfortable with the concept of wearing one of these things. So I was trying to figure out how to be Eddie without wearing a mask. And then there it was. Spencer's at the mall used to be a really cool store. It had all this awesome stuff. And then Hot Topic happened, and Spencer's has been trying to keep up since. Which is really weird because Spencer's owns Spirit Halloween. And Spirit Halloween's a really awesome store. So I guess all the people who worked at Spencer's when it was awesome went to work at Spirit or something and left people who kind of don't know how to make a good store running Spencer's, you know. But at Halloween time, they'd have all these cool masks and costumes and stuff, which I guess are at Spirit now. And I remember seeing the zombie one with long hair, and I was very impressed with the fact that it would cover your neck and you could kind of poke it into your shirt. Because that was new to me as a kid. I didn't pay enough attention up to this point to know that there were nice enough masks to cover more than your chin. And I was like, there it is. For some reason, the fear of wearing a mask completely left me when I saw this mask that I wouldn't look directly at because it still made me a little nervous because I was like a child. But there he was. I could be Eddie from Iron Maiden. What's your favorite Iron Maiden song? I don't know. Kid who sits next to me on a bus says they're satanic. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I even knew that. I think I tuned out the music. I just liked the character. But I was totally like, yeah, I could be Eddie. I could be Eddie. Mom, here's the costume. Wow, that thing is $50. $50 is one of those price classes where you go, wow, for certain things, and then you don't bat an eye for another. You know, if it's something for the house you need, like a really nice fan or something, you might go, oh, okay, that's not bad. Or you might say, wow, if it's like a crappy fan, you'll probably still buy the crappy fan for $20 instead. You know, some things you might, you know, say, oh, okay, wow, 50, that's not bad. And some things you're like, 50, whoa, seriously? $50 for a Halloween mask in the late 80s was in the... you might get slapped in the back of the head. What are you thinking, territory? Like, what are you high? What is what? So that was out of the question. Enter Walmart, who's had a nice close facsimile. Now, my mother, God bless her. Even as I am recording this, I am 42 years old. She still grasps with the fact that I am not a small child. My brother, who's closer to 50, he's a grown man. But me, every once in a while, has to be reminded I am no longer a child. You know how old I am. So she was still thinking that thing would give me nightmares anyway. No, that thing would give you nightmares. It will scare you to death. She's probably right. Like, I probably would hide it or something after Halloween. Because I was still a child. But somewhere between that, okay, what am I going to do now? And another development happened that Mom was cool with. I found a glow-in-the-dark hockey mask. You know the knockoff hockey masks? They're like a dollar a piece. You see them at Target. You see them at the dollar store. A dollar. And you either get the one that kind of looks like a hockey mask or the crappy one with that like O-shaped opening at the mouth with the grids. That one pisses me off. Does that one piss anyone else off? Kind of pisses me off. Like, you'll see the ones that are apparently made of a paper plate. And you see the ones that have a little thickness to them. They'll either glow in the dark, or it'll be solid white. Or you get the really cheap ones that even though it's solid white or glow in the dark, you can still see through it where it's like really thin plastic. But as long as it's got that traditional hockey mask look, like, who are you supposed to be? Oh, you're Jason. You could have the official Friday the 13th hockey mask that's on the next peg over at Walgreens. It comes with a machete, like $13. It's even comfortable to wear. And it looks like Jason's hockey mask. Or you can get this dollar thing, which you bought instead, that probably glows in the dark, and it will say anything other than hockey mask. It'll say anything other than Jason or Friday the 13th. Anything that could get this company potentially sued by New Line Cinema, Paramount at the time. It'll say horror mask, fright mask, scary mask. It'll say sometimes it'll just say mask. Like if you get one at like a, if you go to the Dollar Tree, it'll say something like terror or scare mask, fright mask or something. But if you go to like a oddball dollar store, like, you know, I've never been to Dollarama or the 99 cent store because I live in Georgia. We have Dollar Tree. But sometimes you'll see these off-brand dollar stores will say everything is a dollar. Like it'll just be on the sign. And then spoilers, not everything is a dollar. But still, you'll see them in there and it'll just say like, it'll just be the mask in the bag. It won't even have a label half the time. I've seen some with Christmas tags on them where they didn't even care. They just had a tag to put on that bag. And I wish I would have bought that one because it came in that weird, crinkly cellophane. You know, you get the cellophane that's like uncomfortably cheap, where like it crinkles more than anything else on the planet. And it's like, it's amazing that it's held together while you're holding it in your hand. It's like, that is like the premium of cheap store packaging cellophane crinkled stuff. It'll be usually in that. And it's like Christmas. It had like, I think it said Santa Claus decoration or something. They always have like the snowman decoration. That's the text, you know. Packaging is not safe. They'll remember to tell you the packaging is not safe for minors, but the actual mask itself might be made of lead paint. But that mask, I saw one of those, and this was when they were first introducing them. They were not previously available, at least as far as I know, to me. So this thing was thick. It was like a thick, glow-in-the-dark hockey mask. Had the proper hole count to look like Jason's mask. Man, it pisses me off so bad just talking about it that I'm bringing it up again. You guys have seen it, right? There'll be any of the variety of dollar hockey mask. You get the one with the proper holes in the face because it's a hockey player's mask and that's where he breathes through. Then you'll get the ones where they have a couple of holes, maybe, but they'll have that circular hole over the mouth with like a grid. And you could totally see the person's mouth through the plastic grid. Like it's like a circle with one or two straight pieces left. It's a piece of crap. I'm watching my language because this show is not hosted on my own site. It's hosted through the tfradio.net network, and Brian Kilby doesn't like a potty mouth. Those things are a piece of crap. They make me angry. Unreasonably so, because when I see someone wearing that and they say they're Jason, I'm like, no, you are not. You are not. You're not even Roy. You are Dollar Store Jimmy and you know it. Your Dollar Store Jimmy costume. But I saw this costume. I saw this mask that was not very many dollars. It was not quite dollar store territory yet. This was still a new thing. I want to remind everyone, Jason Voorhees was not an old character yet. I think Part 7 just came out. He was still current. You know, older Friday the 13th would be played on local TV. Newer ones would be like on HBO. Jason was still serious business. He was not, he didn't have a plush character available at Walgreens. He was serious business. I was a child. I had no business watching these movies. It was a different time. We all saw him. And for some reason, that was okay. This glow-in-the-dark mask of arguably a more scary character. I mean, all Eddie from Iron Maiden did was like look cool. He doesn't do anything. He just looks cool. He's literally just he's just drawn in cool scenes. You know, what did Jason do? Wow, kill so many people horrifically. You know. But that was cool. I remember the lead up to this was me planning my costume. Well, what does Jason wear? Clothes. You know, in Part 2, he was wearing overalls and a flannel shirt. Later movies, he was wearing like a Dickies workwear. He was wearing like that long sleeve Dickie shirt and slacks like the guy at the garage would wear. And then later he got like, actually, I think he always just kind of wore the Dickies clothing. It started kind of looking like a jumpsuit after a while because they would make have pants of the same color as the shirt as opposed to different colors. It looked cooler when it was like the khaki slacks and the solid green or solid blue shirt, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But what would I look like? Because Jason's got that gnarl. Because at this point, Part 6 and Part 7 had came out. And you don't want to be like, oh, well, I'm Part 2 Jason. Oh, well, I'm Part 3 Jason. You're like, I'm Jason. Well, he's all rotted looking now. After Part 6 and Part 7, they started making him like a zombie. Gave him that appearance. Well, how do I do that? At the time, I had a head full of hair. I was a child. My older brother was prior in the Boy Scouts. And I remember finding this poncho he had that was his, you know, in case it rained while the Boy Scouts were camping. And it was not in good shape. It was a camouflage poncho, which had a hood. And I had the idea I could wear, you know, some pants and a shirt and this poncho, but I'd put the mask over the hood part. And now they would see my gnarly bald head that's green. It was a camouflage poncho, but like it was kind of cheap, so the colors had faded and kind of bled together. And the rest of it was in crappy condition. So in my mind's eye, I would look like Jason did in Part 6, wearing the clothes, and he had like the rags hanging off of him and such. In my mind's eye, that's what I looked like. In other people's eye, I look like a kid wearing a stupid poncho and a glowing dark hockey mask. But I was also the only Jason in the neighborhood. Man, it was awesome. Miss Edna knew exactly who I was. I remember one time, she would always, hey, are you Dracula? Oh, look at you, you're Dracula. I'm Pac-Man. I was Pac-Man one year. She knew who Jason was. Maybe she watched it right before I came over. But everyone was like, oh, wow. I remember one house was like, oh, wow, Jason. And they were having a party. It was a bunch of dudes and like their girlfriends. They're having a Halloween party. They were listening to music. It could have been Iron Maiden. At this point, I still didn't know what Iron Maiden looked like. But they had music. They're probably high. And they were like, oh, whoa, Jason. And the guy put it at this, you know, now when you go trick-or-treating, people give you a handful of candy at their house. They'll throw a handful into your bag. At the time, you would get one or two pieces. Homeboy put his hand straight in the middle of the bowl and poured half of the bowl into my bag because Jason gnarly. It was awesome. Speaking of awesome, Halloween is awesome. And Halloween is going on for the next 2 months on zonebase.org. I've already got a month down. You know, I've been going almost all of August. I mean, when I say the second week of August, I started Monday. Okay? It was like a few days into August and I started. We got 2 months left. Now I'm still talking about robots and Godzilla, you know, Transformers and all sorts of stuff. What you go to Zone Base for anyway. I'm still talking about all that. And you know, I regularly post weird, scary stuff as is throughout the year. I like paranormal stuff. I like to post that stuff there. I like cool, scary videos. I'll post that stuff there. I love the, you know, quote unquote cursed video. I'll put that there. Halloween, it's Halloween stuff full throttle. So I'm posting normal zone-based stuff and Halloween stuff because during the Halloween season, it's a straight up Halloween site. But it didn't forget who it is either. So if you want the stuff you'd come to Zone Base for anyway, you still got it. If you want the Halloween stuff, it's there. If you want both, hey, dude, I got both. It's right there. I have a way of finding oddball stuff, and that's kind of what I showcase more than the stuff you've seen 1,000 times. But I'm still going to show you stuff you've seen 1,000 times. Just because you've seen it 1,000 times doesn't mean it's bad. There's this misconception out there that if it's popular or you've seen it a lot of times, it's bad. No, it's not bad. You've seen it a lot of times because you weren't the only one who liked it. It's good. There's just a fine line between wearing something out and enjoying something, you know? And I'm hopefully walking that line correctly. If not, well, hey, have you seen that? Yeah, we've all seen it. Let's all like it together still. Yeah, that's great. But this is all going on at zonebase.org, which is what this podcast is based around. Please check it out, zonebase.org. And my name's Rob. I host this show. You've heard me talk for like an hour now. I also write that site. It's my site. But you can check out my Instagram, at RoboRobSpringer. I'm there also. Now, this podcast, Transform Squadron, is hosted at tfradio.network. You know, Radio Free Cybertron. Now, if you go to tfradio.net, you can check out all their shows and showtimes. But you can also check out something Kilby would love it if you did, the ways to support the network. So please check that out too. Kilby would be oh so happy that you did. Now, I'm going to get out of here. And out for now, I've got like some things to do. So if you check me out on Instagram, and if you check me out at zonebase.org, we can enjoy Halloween together for the next 2 months. We've already been enjoying it together for a month already. We can continue so for the next 2 months. As I'm watching this, my muted TV is playing a Halloween Reese's commercial. Halloween F yeah. We live for this all year. We got 2 months left to go, and we're going to make the most of it because we love it so. So check me out there. Next month, I will be back with the second half of the Halloween podcast for the Zone Base spooky season. So please check me out then. Please come back then. Thanks every single one of you for listening. I appreciate it so much. I love it. I don't have the most amazing site in the world. I'll admit that. But I appreciate it so much that those who want to see it come. Because if you don't want to see it, man, I'll tell you, man, don't waste your time. But if you do like it, thank you. And thank you for reading Zone Base every day. And thank you for listening to this podcast. I make it for you. I make it for me. Let's all enjoy this together and let's all have a happy Halloween. I'll see you guys next month. Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween.
almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the Horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
All those lucky kids with silver shamrock masks, hurry home for the big giveaway. It's almost time. Hurry home.